Free as initially presented did not propose applications to mental health and psychiatric disorders. The theory was proposed to generate testable hypotheses and to stimulate research expanding our understanding of how the autonomic nervous system influenced mental, behavioral, and physiological processes. Polyvagal theory was generated as an expansive brain-body model that emphasized the bidirectional communication between the brain and the body. The theory, with its strong evolutionary and developmental perspectives, was proposed as a framework to explore links among observable behaviors, psychological processes, and autonomic state. When the theory was initially presented, I was unaware that clinicians would embrace it. I had conceptualized the theory as a structure for generating testable hypotheses within the research community. Consistent with my initial expectations, the theory has had an impact in science and has been cited in several thousand peer-reviewed publications representing several disciplines, including neonatology, obstetrics, anesthesiology, biomedical engineering, internal medicine, psychology, psychiatry, dentistry, human factors, sociology, and philosophy. However, I did not anticipate that the main impact of the theory would be to provide plausible neurophysiological explanations for experiences described by individuals who have experienced trauma. For these individuals, the theory provided an understanding of how, after experiencing life threat, their neural reactions were retuned towards a defensive bias and they lost the resilience to return to a state of safety. Since the first presentation of polyvagal theory, there has been a great interest in applying the theory in clinical practice. This interest greatly expanded with the publication in 2011 by Norton of The Polyvagal Theory, Neurophysiological Foundations of Emotions, Attachment, Communication, and Self-Regulation. The publication of the book provided an opportunity for clinicians to obtain information on the theory that previously was available only through academic and digital libraries. During the 20-plus years since the publication of my presidential address, thousands of scientists have cited the theory in their research. However, more surprising has been the reception by the non-academic clinical world. An inspection of the number of web pages mentioning polyvagal theory is in the tens of thousands, and my talks on YouTube have cumulatively received several hundred thousand hits. Moreover, I have been interviewed on several podcasts, including Dr. Drew, Bulletproof Radio, Dharma Cafe, and Shrink Wrap Radio. The turning point for the transition of polyvagal theory from academic research to clinical application occurred on May 21, 1999, when Bessel van der Kolk invited me to talk at his annual Boston Trauma Conference. Bessel structured the program to focus on how neuroscience informed research on trauma. Being naive about trauma and the clinical histories of survivors of trauma, I was unaware that polyvagal theory could provide insights into understanding reactions to trauma and could inform treatment. A critical component of polyvagal theory is focused on the shift in neural regulation of the heart that occurred during vertebrate evolution, especially during the transition from the now extinct primitive reptiles to the first mammals. Through evolution, the neural regulation of the vertebrate autonomic nervous system progressed through three global stages, with the third stage being present only in mammals. By the time mammals evolved, all three stages were represented. 1. A uniquely mammalian circuit that calmed and cued others to calm. 2. A circuit that supported mobilization behaviors, including the fight or flight system. And 3. An ancient immobilization circuit represented in virtually all vertebrates that was capable of rapidly shutting down behavioral and physiological systems requiring metabolic resources. The mammalian calming circuit involved a vagal pathway as well as neural pathways regulating striated muscles of the face and head. The mobilization system involved the sympathetic nervous system and the adrenals. The ancient shutdown circuit involved a vagal pathway originating from a brainstem area different from the calming vagal pathway. Polyvagal theory provided an understanding of how mammals could shift from an aggressive fight-or-flight state to a calm state that would promote intimacy and optimize health, growth, and restoration. However, the